Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Book of Philemon, we have 25 verse, very short. There's a letter from Apostle Paul. He's sending this letter to Philemon. Most likely, Philemon is the member in Colossians. We can guess that he's quite rich at this time. But yet here, we find out the names Onesimus. He is the slave of the Philemons. But Apostle Paul met him on the jail, and then he converted the Christians. And Paul find out he is very capable person. Turn out to be he can be a greater vessel for preach the gospel. So he write this letter to Philemon with a plea of a sincere heart to ask him to allow the Onesimus is running away from you, yet you can accept him. But once he go back to you, do not treat him as a slave anymore, but treat him as one of your co-worker. So let him set ground, let him to work for God. So also, one more thing is because Paul, he understood his time of the imprisonment is about to finish. Most likely this time, the missionary trip. Yeah, third time his missionary trip during this time. So about 2 years he's in the imprisonment, and then he getting out of the jail, he knows. So he asked Philemon for preparing for himself, for place, for stay. So that's considered a very simple, concise letter from Paul to the Philemons. First, we like to read all these chapters because it's not that long. So the brother side here, chapter 1 to verse 1 to 25. So we take each one, take the verse 1 verse to read. So we finish up the first reading. Most of the already read this one, right? Yeah. But one by one, we can read one verse each one. So, John, can you start at this point? Verse for the next line.
Four. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers.
Five. We may hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints.
Six. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in your churches.
Seven. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you.
Eight. Therefore, though I may not be very bold in Christ, I do it as well.
Nine.
Thank you. So we finished Philemon chapter 1 by reading this. So I'm sure because you understand this letter by now. So do you have any question? Book of Philemon. Make notice this is a very small, the short letter. Out of this chapter, do you have any questions? Yes. Yes. Once we look at the chapter, only one chapter, better not to mention the chapter. So. This letter, you find out when Paul was in the prison. This time, most likely, when Paul was in the prison, so the same time of the Book of Colossians. So when he wrote this, or possibly wrote this this book, when he was in the imprisonment, we know that clearly. Verse 1 mentioned that Paul, as a prisoner of Christ Jesus, as a Timothy, our brother, and so, Timothy, he's the one Paul treated him as like a. He's a son, you know. First Timothy and Second Timothy, you know that. So Timothy is one of a great worker, and also he's the one who great affection showed affection to the Timothy to let him to be well trained himself to be as his like a son in a spiritually. So let him to work for God. Philemon, our beloved brothers, the fellow worker. And here, to the fellow. So at this time when Paul was in the prison, the Timothy was next to him, we can tell. And they support Paul at this time. And the Philemon, he is at this time, he was in the Colossians. You can tell the name, after all, we find out several names. We have a notice, verse 2, and to Aphia. Most likely, this is just guessing. All the Bible scholars and those people are guessing that Aphia, our sister, Paul comment on this. So she is the possibly Philemon's wife to be wife, so that. Philemon bring up her name, so the concern about the Philemon and his wife in this way, and to so the Aphia is only the one showed up and in the Bible and here Philemon chapter 1 verse 2, and after that the mention that the name continued as Archippus. And also fellow soldier to the church in your house. Archippus, how we can pronounce it? You find out the notes. This note is come from the reference from the executive outline. So I just brought from out there. I just compared to what... I'll teach this library, and then also several outlines. Then I find out this outline is the most clear way to showing up. So I send it here to print for you. So hope that this outline can help you to understand this the easier. the name Ark. Archippus, have you heard about this name, Archippus? Anybody? Anybody? This name in other place? I know the name is not that familiar with us. It is true. So let's turn to Colossians. You can, as a reference, you can and as it compared to my health. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. The same name came out here. Can you see that? Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. So these verses, notice that when Paul write this letter to Colossians, Paul knowing that Archippus is the one, the anointed leader in Colossians. So you can find it. So Philemon, the letter here, mentioned the verse 2, Archippus. And it mentioned that Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. So during the time of Apostle Paul, there's no such kind of, you know, like nowadays of like this chapel churches at that times. All the churches, they call the church means what? The house, church of house. So several you know, church, other place member together in within one house, they gathered together, formed the churches at that time. So church at that time concept is not like nowadays we have, you know, congregation like this, huge numbers. But pretty much, you know, 10, 20, some 30, you know, that kind of number. So which is a very small number of the congregation at that time. So as a reference, let's look at the Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 23. Romans chapter 16, verse 23. Gaius, the host to me and to the whole church, greet to you. The Israel, the seed of treasure, greet to you. They mention here the host to the Gaius. And this is this one also, his church is a host to me that have the house church at that time. So house church is one of the most common at that time. So you can find out from the Philemon's and also. At that time, God's work in a very this way to be preached at that time. So just like Colossus and Philippos. So all these letters actually for the house, the church of a house at that time. So let's go back to the Philemon's. Paul here using the Philemon chapter 1, verse 1, Paul used himself as the prisoner of Christ Jesus. Very precious word, prisoners. Actually, the Paul life, you know that when he converted to Christian, his life actually ruined. Actually, in a worldly point of view, he messed up his life because he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has a potential to success in this world. His status as a Roman citizenship, and also he received a higher education from the Gamaliel. Gamaliel at that time means nowadays, you know, the best college among, you know, most of the Jewish people, they acknowledge this, you know, the teacher, which is a rabbi, one of the best teacher at that time. So he finished all the courses of as considered Jewish. So wherever he goes, he can be respected, you know, from the people. Once he goes, I study under the Gamaliel, then everybody look at him, look up to him. So nowadays we can say, I finished this country's Harvard, Yale, Ivy League, you know, the college. That's why, you know, people want to go that kind of colleges. I visit one of them. I never go to study, but I visit them. So it's very good colleges. But Paul, he was born. Do you know, anybody know? Huh? Tarsus? Yeah, Tarsus is born in the Turkey nowadays. He's not born in, you know, the land of Judea. You know, he's born in outside of the, the Judea. So his life, he knows the whole world at that time. So his way of life is a success at that time. But he gave up everything for the Lord. So the Paul, a prisoner of Christ, Jesus. Another passage, some of the other, you can find out the bound servant of Christ. The bound servant of Christ. Which means I willing to be a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the Paul's spirit. He willing to give up. He willing to give up himself, his identity. Because he wants to be the servant of God. A servant of God is you find out later on, when you serve the Lord, when your own identity is strong, when you yourself is very, your figure, you're very about your identity out of yourself, a strong ego within you, you cannot serve God. When you know how to deny yourself, when you really, you can give up yourself, when you become a nobody, then you can serve God. The serving God is not easy. That's why. The where you can find out your identity, where. Nowadays you find out your own identity out of yourself. You know, my parents. You know, who they are, and also because you come here, I'm a true church member. What kind of high school you study now? That's how you can help yourself. My eyes are small, you know. I ate many fatty burgers. My stomach is big, or something like that, you know. So you can express your own out appearance, as you can explain. That's your identity. But Christians' identities. You think about identity of Christianity. You have to find out your identity out of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's your identity should be. Let's look at the Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 3. This is a... This one also he wrote in the prison. Say when he was in the prison. It's amazing. He's a spirit. Because from the chapter 3 verse 1 says, finally my brother rejoice in the Lord. He mentioned that from the beginning. And verse 3. For we are the true circumcisions who worship in the spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. And verse 4, now he expressed himself here. Although I myself might have a confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else have a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Verse 5, I circumcised the 8 days and of the nation of Israel, of the tribes of Benjamin, Hebrews of Hebrews, as to the law, Pharisees. Verse 6, as a zeal, a persecutor, of the church as to the righteousness which is in the law found blameless. He mentioned that when he expressed himself, he prepared, you know, for the success. The roadmap is ready for his life to be, you know, to be success in his community, in his society. That's what he meant. You can you find out in a circumcised 8 days, which means he's a true Jewish, you can say. At that time, a true Jewish is not that many. Historically, you think about it, Israelites. Do you know when the Northern Kingdom was destroyed by Assyria? How many tribes at that time disappeared? It turned out to be Samaria, remember? You don't know? Samaria? So that time, 722, BC 722, the Northern Kingdom was destroyed by Assyria. Well, after Assyria, they destroyed them, they tried to mix up with other races, which is, you know, intermarriage with other races. So why they do that, Assyria? Because they losing their identity. It makes sense? The old time, was a kingdom, they have the holding the power, the nation, and the big in Assyria. The way to conquer the land and then bring these people into this land and then bring their people to there, so it mix up together. So they cannot find out their identity. So that means later on they cannot stand up for seeking for their nation. Do you know what I mean? So they just willing to subject to the Assyria continually. That's how they did it. That's politically. So the 10 tribes, disappeared. That becomes the Samaritans. That's why the Jewish, which means that they treat the Samaritan as like a Gentile, same like, because of mix-up races. So, all gone. But the saved tribes is, which tribe is that? Anybody knows? Which tribe was saved? It's okay. Don't be shy. Jewish. That means Judah's tribe of Judah. That's why we call the Jewish. Jewish. The name Jewish come from there. Yeah, because that. Yeah. What happened is Babylon, where the Nebuchadnezzar, they come to to destroy the southern kingdom. They do not destroy the identity. They only bring these people to Babylon. Then they give them a town to let them live there together, which is in they themselves. So when God talked to through the Jeremiah, you can find that God urged to the certain kingdoms, give up to the Babylonians. I'll give you 70 years of exile, but later I'll bring you back. So give up yourself to them, but King, they don't want to give up. They want to ally with Egypt. They want to against the Babylon. So later on, the king Zedekiah, the last ones, so that time the Babylon, they came down to utterly destroy them. And then bring all the people, bring to the Babylons. So there, at that time, the tribes was saved is tribe of Judah, because there's a certain kingdom. Most of the kings, also, those people all come from the tribe of Judah. And also Levites, because they work in the Jerusalem. Remember? So they were saved. And also, the small tribes, the one who saved their purity is the Benjamites. So these are three tribes. If you look at the map, you find out. So these are three. Somehow, they are in the certain side of the kingdom. Yeah, I mean, they're the certain side of the kingdoms. There were three of them who survived. Not all of them, of course, but these three was they could keep the purity. Why? Because Jesus has to come through the tribe of Judah. So God had to save the tribe of Judah. Also later on, continue to work for the temple of God. So have to save the Levites too. But Benjamin is like an extra one. But you know, one time the Benjamites, they almost utterly, one time almost eliminate. Do you know that in the historically? Do you know that? During the time of Judges around there? Do you know? Do you know at that time? Because the Israelites, they want to actually eliminate them almost. But they regret it. So they actually altered to God said, we don't want to give our girl to them, which means that you go out, you know, and that. So at the later on, they actually, so they have to brought up, you know, their idea. So at night time, there is the banquet, you go out, you can catch the girl, bring to your wife to save your tribes. Because that's not against their oath, because they did it. It's not what the Israelites, you know, the tribes, they haven't done it. That's how the Benjamites survived, the tribes. So here, yeah, once you read, you know, the chapter 3, verse 5, say, I am the one circumcised in 8 days. I am the tribe of Benjamites. This is the miracle. So the Paul, he himself, his identity is, you know, the purity, he kept the purity. It's not because of him yet. That is because he can find his identity. So he can be proud of himself. But he doesn't want to find out his identity out of the, you know, that what his status now. That's why he says in verse 6 that he's, you know, blameless. Verse 7, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as a loss for the sake of Christ. Now Paul, he mentioned about the losing himself, giving up things, you know, giving up. So the concept of losing himself is a concept of deny himself. Verse 8, more than that I count all things to be loose in a view to the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but the rubbish in order that I may gain the Christ. He wants to gain the Christ, so he wants to give up everything for the Lord, not even his identity. Everything, sir. All his freedoms, he give up himself to the Lord. He wants to be slave of Christ. So this is spirit we find out. It is a great spirit. So verse 9 say, may be found in him. He doesn't want to find out himself within him, but he wants to find out he himself in Christ. Yeah, that's here's the spirit. We know that he preached the gospel and he faced a lot of persecutions. Nowadays, you know, our pastor's life is very easy because I ate too much, so I got diabetic, you know. But at that time, the life was different. They have to face the, you know, life and death situations. They lose everything, strike them out, and you know, almost, you know, their life under the, you know, such a great pain and go through them. Let's look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse from 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse from 23 to 27. Any volunteers? Random is too much scarce, all right? But this hour is to give you mercy. Sister, any? Yeah, okay, Irene, can you?
23. Are they servants of Christ? I am not in my mind to talk like this. I am more. I am worked much harder than if prison more frequently, since love more severely, and then exposed to death again and again. 24. Five times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, and spent night and a day in the open sea. 26.
Thank you so much. What here what Paul in his life go through such a great difficulty, have gone through a lot of persecutions, a lot of challenges, but yet he never complained to God. One time I was assigned to during my training, I was assigned to the Queen's Church. And at that time, I was alone there for a few months. And one time, I opened the kitchen doors, a lot of rats. They're my friends. You know, New York rats is big. I'm telling you. It's not simple, you know. I find out there's many holes. That's why they're in and out there, you know. And then I put the instant noodle. They eat the one side, one of those. How can I eat it? I threw it away. It's my precious instant noodle. Bread, buy the only one side to eat it. But I feel like I don't want the rest of them to all chunk it, to throw it away. But after that, I never live in a just kitchen like this. Put it in the refrigerator, or has to be there. And I complained myself. Why did you assign me like this, inside of me? And at that time, it's old time, before they renovate the church. It's quite old, smelly, and then But now you go to the Queen's Church, it's different. So nice. They renovate, actually. But now they find a flushing a new place. And also the Brooklyn now, looking for the new there, to forming the church now there. So it's kind of three places. But once you go to Quincy, it's very nice now. You go to upper, the attic you go, is very nice. It's like a, not hotel, but at least a motel. It's a good, very good. Yeah. But at that time, it's not. Sometimes I lay down with a sleeping bag. Rats sometimes are crossing too on the top of me. Rats, I'm fighting for rats. Then, not only fighting for rats, I complain to God too. Why does this send me like this? And sometimes at 2-3 o'clock, something is passing. Yeah! Why? Because one. And also because I didn't understand because I don't know how to speak Chinese. The Queen's Church, most of them, they speak Chinese. And I said, why am I here? Later on, the council, the church council said, you can bring your wife. Because of my staying there is extended. So I brought my wife. So my Anna was very little at that time, man. And then staying there. And then I, because my wife can speak Chinese, so we can start to visit, the Manhattan and Flushing and all this, the area by one. I find out how much I received the blessing from God. One time I visit, there is an elderly couple in Manhattan. Manhattan, it looks good. Once you're flying there, it's a beautiful. A lot of sky high, building. But you know how many people suffer inside there. You know that once you visit them. There is one that this couple lived there. It was toward the winter. They have it's like one person bed. So it's kind of, one person bed is called what? Single, twin, what do you call that? So this couple cannot lay down together. Nighttime, how they sleep. One person sit down there, and one person lay down to sleep. Takes turn to sleep. And also the window is a break in the part too. And I heard about the story about this couple, elderly couple. Their only son died. Only son. During in China, there's a what you call at that time, the one time they against the government for the freedom, what you call for that? Oh, Tiananmen, the instance, at that time they lost their son. So in the couple, they have no money, and that kind of place they live. In winter time, though, New York is very cold. And then I came back. First things I did is go to the chapel. I kneel down. I talk to God. Sorry. I really sorry to you. I should not complain to you. My life truly blessed by you. From now on, I want to complain it. I want to complain for my life. I don't want to. I already received enough blessing. Please accept my repent. At that time, I really repent in front of God. How much I received the blessing. How much my life is such a greatly, my life. And then after that, we think about a life. Our life is such a blessed life we live. But here, the Apostle Paul, he willing to give up everything for God. He wants to be a prisoner himself, because he wants to preach the gospel. Remember when he was sent to the Rome? Do you know the story, right? At that time, he doesn't have to be prisoner. Do you know that? He doesn't have to be prisoner, sir. Because when he doesn't have to say, I want to bring this case to the Caesar. He doesn't have to say that. Because of that, he continued his life to be imprisonment. During his life to carry to the Rome, he has to shackle himself to the carry by the ship, by the centurion, they take him to the Rome. Even he was reached to Rome, he become the prisoner. You know that, right? He wants to be prisoner, sir. Why? He want to preach the gospel. Old time, the prisoner's life is different than nowadays. Nowadays, if you have a chance to go to the jail, to the prison, they are not bad. Winter time, they offer you for the great heaters. Summertime, there's air conditioning there. And each meal time, they offer the great meal for you. Don't you think so? But at that time, it's different. Once you are in imprisonment, that means they never treat you like a human. That kind of things called the jail, imprisonment situations, but he willing to take it. So when the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he mentioned about here, how many times he about to die himself, and how many times he 39 of the lash. That means because of 40, many people die. So they, by the law, only 39, lash. And also because verse 23, say, I speak as if insane, I'm more so, in far more labor, in far more imprisonment. That means, numberless, he was in the imprisonment. Why? Because of Christ. I hope because nowadays you and I, we have this kind of spirit that Paul has. Life is comfortable, yes. But can we truly find out our identity out of the Lord Jesus Christ? Maybe, you go, of course, later you go to college. Later your life is different maybe. But where will you find out your identity? I hope we find out our identity out of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are all blessed. I think choose your church in the future, it depends on your hands later on. How this church continue to progress, continue to be prosper when we have this spirit. So when we read this Philemon, chapter 1, verse 1. It really touched. Prisoner of Christ. Prisoners of Christ. And also do you know one of which have mentioned that he is the bond servant of Christ? Anybody? Bound servant of Christ? One of the the letter from the prison. Yes.
Titus.
Oh, Titus. Can you read then?
Titus 1:1. Paul, a bond servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Because he mentioned that I'm a bond servant of Christ. Bound. Bound is the same concept of prisoners. Is it true? Bounded. Bound means that you're losing your own freedom. Lose your freedom. That's bounded. So you know that's another words. Another words we can say that is a slave. Slave has no life. Slave belongs to the master. Yeah, that's life. I hope you and I we're willing to be a bond servant of Christ, so we can serve God. Don't have to be a full-time minister. You know, you don't have to. Once I become a full-time minister, it's a blessing, but you know, also sometimes no money in your pocket. That's you know, so it's okay. So I'm saying is your life. In your life, you can you express yourself, all your given gift and talent. You can express, offer to the society. At the same time, your name to be glorified. You know, I mean, you can glorify the name of God, just like a Daniel's, just like a Joseph's. And many different people, they have own job, yet they, by their life, to glorify the name of God. Yeah. Let's go back to book of Philemon chapter 1. And also to mention that verse 1 says, the prisoners of Christ Jesus and Timothy, our brothers, the Philemons, our beloved brothers, and fellow worker. Fellow worker is a precious word, fellow worker. I hope in our generation understand this understanding of a fellow worker. There is no church in the church. There is who is greater than who is less than that. I really don't like that kind of you know the up and lower kind of understandings. And you know in the church we have something calling like you know deacon and elder is higher. You know we are lower. It's not that kind of things. We're all the brothers and sisters in the Lord. You know, if you go to heaven, there are no such things as an elder and the pastors, and there's no such things. There's no such things. Only we, as on the last day, we have a status on the last day. We are children of God. We are children of God. And also, don't think that, you know, pastor, it should be always called first. No. First, you know, the pastor should be called last. Sometimes, you know, in the introduce, pastor should be the last one. Yeah, that's the way. That's the spirit of the you know the bond servant. Yeah. We're supposed not to be named to be you know to be known actually, but the name of Jesus Christ. His name to be glorified, His name to be come out to be shine upon the whole world. Then, this is the true Jesus Church spirit to be. I like the word is a fellow workers. Everybody have a different gift. Everybody have a different approach. We have to respect that. We have to understand each other. We have to connect each other to be a co-workers. I hope that this come true to us in your generations. Because we are all born with the water and the spirit. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse from 26 Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 29. Thank you. I really like your voice. You know, later you try to, you know, to try to be the reporter or the, you know, the TV station. You know, I thank God we have a very precious, you know, the yeah. Thank you. Thank God. Yeah. So 26 to here, we can see that. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So the verse 28, Paul mentioned that there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And Paul's idea, we find out from this verse. Before we think about the Philemon's, he's already in his idea of there is a equal, what I call it, there's no discriminations among anybody's. Anybody who come to the Lord, their status is already high enough because they are the one who belongs to Christ. So Paul's understanding, when Paul sending the letter to the Philemon, with this kind of a mentality, he's sending the letter as a co-workers. Onesimo is the one that you were in a slave before. I hope that we as a co-worker. So hope that you can understand. Now he's saved by the grace of God. Now he's the same fellow workers. Accept him. Not as your slave. I know before maybe you run away. Because you know before you just harm your life maybe. Bring something away from your life. Without you given, you know, the permission, you run away. But now he changes life. Accept him. Just one of us like co-workers. He's a great potential. I want to hold him, but yet I want to send you back. So that's how you can help him to allow him, accept him. So let him continue work for God. Co-worker spirit. I really like the co-worker spirit. Hope that with this our church can continue to grow up in the Lord. All your brothers and sisters here to be a co-worker. Later grown up and you can be a co-worker with me too. By then I want to retire. But anyway, co-worker is a very very precious word. Co-working spirit. Our time is up, sir. See, we finished the Philemon chapter 1, verse 1. So we can continue to study in the book of Philemon. No problem then. I thought 10 minutes is finished. So I ask you a question. You have no questions. So I thought we finished. And then, but we can continue Philemon chapter 1. One thing you find out the Philemon's important message is love. Love. Remember when Moses, when his people make the golden calf, these people is so stubborn, like it's so easily to be turned away from God, so he smashed the Ten Commandments, that the two tablet stones, but he prayed to God. Please, even God offered him, I want to just perish these people, through you I can make a nation and bring to the land of Canaan. No, you better not to do that. Asking for God to save these people. And the Philemon is a similar idea, similar understanding. Do you know the Abraham? He prayed for his nephew Lot. Start from the what number? Do you know? If this many people, righteous men in the Sodom, and then you can save, right? How many do you know? Start with. That's okay, then you find out. I don't want to give every time answer too fast, then it's not good. Hope that God will bless you. And we can continue to, if you have a chance to read that part, if you have a chance to read the Moses, the prayer, three times he prayed to God. So ask, begging to God. It's the very same spirit, actually. Well, Paul write a letter to Philemon for the save on Onesimus. Yeah. Let's pray in silence. Amen.